The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome, Jenna.
Hi, Ben.
Hardlines today. We started so well, exactly the start I'm imagining you after.
Yeah, they did do really well. We went in at half-time, we were very, very pleased with the performance. I'm disappointed with the first goal because I think the pitch had something to play with it.
Yeah, we said that. And I was
disappointed with that. I felt sorry for Sophie.
She made two cracking saves before that.
Well,
kept us in it.
I never like to be too hard on my goalkeeper because one mistake or one error and it looks really bad for him. But Sophie's got so much resilience for an 18-year-old. Some of the saves are fantastic. And that's what we praise her for. But 1-1 at half-time. I was very pleased with the shape. So we've worked on that in the week. Dealing with the wide balls. I thought we'd done excellent. And we scored a good goal. So
coming out the back, you could see what you'd worked on. It was going right here, out to the flanks. It was good to watch. And Shauna Jean there was some great play. And Walton, what a finish. One of the goals of the season for the women's team. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I'd have to have a look back at it and see exactly what happened because it was on the far side. But I was very, very pleased with the first half. And I've just said to him now, before the game, I said to you, I want you to give a performance today that no matter what the outcome is, you can walk off the pitch, you've given absolutely everything, you've fought for it, you've battled for it, no matter what the result, and you can walk off with your head held high. And I do think they can. I just think we've run out of steam today and just run out of options, and Durham were able to capitalise on those counters right at the end, which was a sucker punch to us.
Yeah, and it's conceding a goal straight into half-time, after half-time, isn't it? It's just,
I need to look at this and go, why does this keep happening? Something's happening.
It's conceding before half-time and conceding after. It's like so frustrating. That's been the story of the season, really.
It's happened too many times. Right now, I don't know what the answer is to that, but
flat back eight after half-time.
they came out very early in the second half, which was interesting, and did like their own little private warm-up on their own. Now, I'm not saying we should do that, but they obviously were prepared to come out the traps very quickly, and they did.
Mm. Yeah, potentially that's the difference, but we had a really good, positive half-time team talk.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take away from that because we get good detail into the players, but we do need to look at something there.
And obviously the second half, Durham are quality. They beat Barnsley home and away in 2024 already. Mm. Four wins from four. They're a good side, and you can see that in the league table. We couldn't get over the halfway line for much of that second half, unfortunately. It was just, they pressed and pressed and pressed.
Yeah, they did, and they'd sorted out our patterns and stopped our fullbacks breaking lines. We've got to take some ownership on that, and I did say that to the players around recognising when you can open up, break lines and look to play forward. They did it really well in the first half, and they just slacked off in the second half, so that's just some individual quality across the park. But also, like, I'm trying to work out this conundrum of how to get Naomi running behind and scoring. Yeah. She's a goal scorer. She scored four again for Uni this week, but yet I think she's had one shot for us in three games now, it might have been. So we've got to find this.
Is this just not just a case of a player trying to settle in? Because there's times where she's making runs and the ball's gone in a different place, or she's not. Like, there was a moment where you knew Richie was going to win the ball back, but Lawrence didn't know Richie was going to win the ball back and wasn't ready for it. And it's just things like that, isn't it? Over time.
There is a bit, but we need it to come a little bit quicker. Because we know that she's a fantastic goal scorer and a fantastic threat in behind. But I'm looking at the first half today. I thought we were very proud of the first half. And I was proud that we fought, we battled, we looked like we wanted it. Even though when we went 2-1 down, we've had a tendency this season to crumble. And we didn't. And we kept going and we kept going and we kept going. And then that one where it was towards the end, we've pressed them, forced a goal kick, so we've gone, right, keep the pressure on, stay high, and then they've managed to counter.
Yeah.
And I think that's just to look at some of the positioning and look at the focus to be able to deal with that if they do break our press.
We were saying in commentary that the second half was ridiculous because we rolled our luck so much with them at their end, and we thought, we just need one attack here and we'll score. And
That's what I was hoping for. Yeah.
And instead, in added time, they managed to get two goals. And you look at that now and you go, oh, blimey, we've been beating 4-1.
It wasn't a 4-1. No. It was a 2-1 or a 2-2. But I must say there, Captain came to me when we were shaking hands and she's just said, good luck for the rest of the season. I'm going to be rooting for you to stay up. And that means, you know, so much respect. I've just said to the players, I went, you're earning respect from the opposition now. They're seeing how hard you're working, how much you've improved, you know, how much of battling it was that forced them to have to really work hard to get the points today. And that's, you know, that's something really good to take away. It's not the 3 points, but you are getting other teams seeing how much we've improved.
Yeah, it's going to take a bit of this week, isn't it, in training to pick everyone up again and make sure that they're ready for Charlie a week on Thursday.
I think I'm running out of motivational videos at this rate, but I've got plenty up my sleeve. I've got plenty of ideas, and we'll just keep going. We'll look at another option this week, and they're not too down. They've just had a positive conversation there around looking at the positives, because I've been working a lot on mindset. And
yeah, it's so focusing on that opening 25 minutes, so isn't it?
We've also said we've got, before today, we had 9 games to play, and it's 9 cup finals.
Yeah.
And some of the games, if you look at it, if we looked at the fixtures, would we have said today was one that we was going to win? Probably not. And that's why we talked about performance.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you put that performance in against the likes of Charlie midweek, Leeds midweek on this pitch, you know what? It's a 50-50, and we could get something out of those games. And that's the belief that we've got to have, and they're the ones we've got to pick it up.
Is it handy? Probably not handy, isn't it? You want a league game, but we have got the semi-finals next week against Cheadle. We know the quality of Cheadle. That's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a different challenge, and one that we've got to be ready for and up for. Because do you know what? Success this season could actually be phenomenal if we went on to win the County Cup and avoid relegation. How amazing would that be?
So is that the target then?
That is the target. That is 100% the target. So we'll prepare now for Cheadle, and we'll go one game at a time, and we'll take on that challenge and do our best and see if we can get into a final.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, Women's Team Manager, big thank you for joining us. Hardlines today, but we have seen one of the goals of the season, in my humble opinion. We gave player of the match Shauna Jean. Don't know if you agree.
I thought she
with
was
that.
Fantastic today. Absolutely fantastic, and she certainly deserves it. She certainly played with her heart on her sleeve today, so I'm dead proud of her.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jenny, for joining us, and we'll catch up again next Sunday.
Thank you very much.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.